Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6 o'clock Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Yes, again. Now, we know the Phillies aren't playing now until Saturday, a doubleheader. So, yes, we have shows all week. We got a lot to get to tonight. And I want to get to the Sixers here in just a second. But my goodness, every single day, really for the past 4.5, 5 months, but every single day, certainly recently, as sports try to make their way back, I mean, I wake up every day and I literally have no idea what we're going to be talking about at 6 o'clock. I mean, I just have no idea where the news cycle is going to go. I have no idea where the sports are going to go. But I do know we're going to be here talking about it. And today, obviously, we find out the Phillies are going to wait till Saturday to play a game, a doubleheader against the Blue Jays, in which they'll be the road team in Philadelphia against the Blue Jays, doubleheader, maybe 7-inning games. All that, and with the DH, obviously. Yeah, I mean, this is sports in 2020. And we also found out today that Lane Johnson has tested positive for COVID-19. Obviously, we hope Lane gets better and can get back to the Eagles quickly and safely. So all the specter of all that is kind of the backdrop of the show tonight. But here's where I want to start at 215-592-9494. I want to start with something that's happening tomorrow. The NBA retips tomorrow night. It is back in the bubble where they're having tremendous success outside of Lou Williams and some chicken wings. And we'll talk about chicken wings tonight. Outside of Lou, just going to get some wings. And who else did it? Rashawn Holmes maybe popped out of that bubble for a little while.
Yeah, he went out to get takeout.
That's right.
He went to meet the delivery driver outside the bubble.
Outside of that, it seems like the NBA is doing an excellent job of keeping these guys inside and keeping them healthy. No positives. They're going to start playing real games tomorrow night with Zion tomorrow night. And then, of course, you have the Lakers and the Clippers. And we know Saturday, the Sixers are going to be on the court against the Indiana Pacers in their last 8 games, the ramp up to try to move up in the seeding and really show us if they've become a different and better team than they were before the season ended, before March 12th happened, before the whole sports world and really the world itself went on a hiatus. And I've been watching some of these scrimmages and these games I've been playing, and I see some things that I do like. I think Ben Simmons, obviously being back, number one, is the biggest thing. And he looks healthy, and he looks in great shape, and he seems to be at least mentally taking to the idea of playing the dunker spot, playing the four more, being more of a point forward, not just strictly a point guard. And that moves Shake Milton into the point guard role. And there is some intrigue now around the Sixers. Al Horford, strictly a bench guy, maybe healthier, maybe in a better place physically than he was during the season. Joel Embiid, at least we heard, the best shape, great shape, working out. And I've felt that there's this increased expectation now for the Sixers. There's increased excitement for what the Sixers could be. I was reading a kind of a prediction column today over at The Athletic, and one of the predictions was the Sixers will win at least one series in the NBA postseason. So the predictions are starting to roll in. I sense the excitement. I heard Mark Cerise talking about it, that the Sixers are going to come out and they're going to be a brand new basketball team when they hit the floor Saturday night against the Pacers and the resumption of the regular season. And here is where I'm at on all this. I need to see this to believe it. I cannot sit here and tell you I have this undying faith that the Sixers have figured all this out. Let's not pretend that they had one issue. You know, there are teams and there are situations in sports where you have one issue, right? You get this one thing figured out. You get this one player back from injury, and you're off and running. That wasn't the Sixers in this season. We just, you know, we're watching and it stopped. That wasn't the 2019-20 Sixers. It wasn't one issue. It was multiple issues for this basketball team. A lack of outside shooting, a lack of continuity, a lack of spacing. You know, this team wasn't exactly humming along, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, bump in the road, and they'll get back on track. No. They had lots of issues here before the season got shut down. I am intrigued and excited about Ben Simmons, one, being back, and two, hopefully, shooting the basketball. We saw 3 3-pointers, but then, you know, last night he didn't shoot the ball outside the paint. So, that, you know, he didn't – it's not like he's just bombs away the entire time they've been scrimmaging. There's something there. But, again, I have to see it in a real game. I watched Ben Simmons take a 3-point shot in a preseason game last fall. That didn't mean anything when the regular season game started. I have seen and heard about Joel Embiid being in great shape, and then the game starts, and he's not. And, again, now he has a calf issue, which we hope – that is going to be fine, and he's going to be A-okay when all this starts. Al Horford coming off the bench. Again, there's a hope there that Al Horford is going to be healthier and better. And let's throw Shake Milton to the mix. Shake had a couple good weeks, and he got everyone excited. And in the game he played, what was it, in Los Angeles on a Sunday against the Clippers, just bombs away by Shake Milton. I was impressed, too, watching that. That was an impressive run Shake had. But you know what we've never seen, ever? Shake Milton as the full-time point guard with Ben Simmons next to him, or mostly full-time point guard. We've never seen Shake actually assume the role with Ben really back. We've never seen Shake Milton play in significantly big games, which will be here soon with the postseason. We've never seen any of these things. There's still a lot with the Sixers, even though we watched most of the season, that we don't know. 215-592-9494 for the NBA tips back off tomorrow night. The bubble, I will say, starts, but, you know, it's already started with the scrimmages. But the games will start. Real games will start. The Sixers have a favorable schedule. I believe they will move up and be on the 4-5 line, get out of the 6 line, avoid Milwaukee, have Milwaukee, but avoid Boston in the first round. I think they'll get to probably playing the Miami Heat in the first round. I think that's actually a really favorable matchup for them. I feel good the Sixers will be a little bit better than they were before this whole thing shut down. They will play at the closer to their capabilities than we probably saw for most of the season. But I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, I have this faith that everything is going to fall into place. The fact they can't shoot, well, that's not a big deal. The fact they have difficulty spacing, not a big deal. The fact that Joel Embiid, even now, before the game start, is having trouble staying healthy now with a calf issue, not a big deal. I'm not going to pretend I know Ben Simmons is going to shoot, because my goodness, he has to do it in real games that count in real moments. I mean, it felt like, what was it, last Friday? It was the corner three heard around the world in a scrimmage in the Orlando bubble. The game didn't matter. It's practice. Like, I'm watching this, and everyone's losing their mind over it, and it's great. I mean, I'd rather Ben Simmons shoot than not shoot. It is exciting that we're seeing at least some potential growth out of Ben Simmons. But I need to see this to believe it. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we're going to see a much improved, better Sixers team when the bubble resumes, when the games resume, when Saturday night starts, when they tip off against the Pacers? 215-592-9494. The NBA starts back up tomorrow night. There's a lot of optimism that the Sixers are one of those teams that could be different than they were during the regular season. Because it's going to happen. You know, it's a long layoff. It's almost the equivalent of an off season. I don't know which teams it's going to be. I mean, you could probably pencil in the Lakers to play well, and the Clippers to play well, and the Bucks to play well. They're overwhelmingly the best teams. After that, I don't know. There's probably going to be a 2 or 3 seed in one of these conferences that loses in the first round, just because it's a long layoff, it's some variance, they get picked off, and that means there's probably going to be a 6 or 7 seed, or maybe a 5, that makes a run in one of these conferences. That seems like I would bet on that. I don't know which team I'd bet on, but I bet on something wacky happening in the NBA playoff bubble. I think there's a way better chance of it happening. Hopefully it's the Sixers, but then I would, if the pandemic never happened, they just played the season out, it probably would have just been Milwaukee against one of the LA teams and very little drama. I think we'd get some. I think we can get something interesting and fun and different, and maybe a team that has some talent that didn't have the greatest regular season through March 12th can turn it on and be something different in the bubble. But I can't pretend I have conviction it's the Sixers. I need to see this to believe it. 215-592-9494. There was a lot of excitement for what the Sixers can be, might be, should be, and will be when the games start, when they play their first game Saturday against the Pacers leading into, you know, the playoffs, which will start, you know, middle, late August. Like, there's a lot of excitement that the Sixers are going to turn things around. We're going to get Joel Embiid in great shape, not having to play a lot of games, and really kind of dominating. Ben Simmons now, what a jump shot. And Al Horford healthy. And Shake Milton. And I just look at the roster and I say, it's the same mix that couldn't figure it out during the season. They can move a piece here or there, but we're some of the same players. It's the same depth. It's the same guys. It's still the same two-star players in Ben and Joel that, for as good as they are and as talented as they are, and for as much as they are all-stars, they haven't been consistently excellent performers in the postseason. They haven't. I mean, Ben has gone backwards in postseason play, and Joel has also gone backwards. In terms of, you look at his regular season numbers, postseason numbers, he hasn't been as good in the big moments. 215-592-9494. Do you believe we are going to get a better Sixers team in the bubble than they were before? A different Sixers team. I need to see this to believe it. Tucker, what are you feeling?
I mean, Joe, they've already proven that they're a better team.
In what? Scrimmages?
Yeah. Joe, scrimmages. If you watch the Sixers, I mean, I've been saying since March, if any team in the history of basketball ever just needed to hit the reset button, it's the Sixers, right? Like, I don't think in a perfect world we can deny the fact that they have the talent to win the NBA championship, right? Like, if everything falls into place correctly, their top six or seven players match up favorably with any top six or seven players of any team.
Well,
NBA.
There was a reason why that a lot of people picked them to go to the finals before the season starts,
right.
Myself included. I made a mistake on that.
They underwhelmed. To say that they didn't underwhelm during the regular season would be a lie. I remember in March we sat here and said that we were done with the Sixers. We were sick of them. We were over it. But when I think about the problems they had, which was Al Horford's health, he looks healthy again. Which was Ben Simmons' health, who was probably going to miss the postseason. He's now back healthy again, which is Joel Embiid just possibly making it to the postseason. And even though he has this calf issue right now, I'd argue Joel Embiid's going to be healthier for the upcoming postseason than he will be at any other point in the playoffs in his career. Right? At this point, you only have to get him through 8 games, and he'll be healthy. It's not like the first time they made the playoffs where he had to go in with the broken face. It's not like last year where he had to go in with the knee issue. Right?
But
like
he's going in with a calf issue that he got in practice.
Right.
I know, but they couldn't even get him to the first game.
Yeah, but you don't think there's a difference between having a broken eye and having a calf issue that they sit with caution.
I will agree with that.
If Joel Embiid misses the first game of the playoffs again this year, I will be shocked.
Oh, I won't.
You won't?
Why? He gets hurt all the time. Why would I be shocked that 8 games from now he does something? Look, I hope you're right. I hope he's healthy the whole time because they need him. But I'm never shocked when he has some sort of ailment or issue. I mean, I understand where you're going with it, right? He hasn't played 75 games or 65
games. Right, it's not a marathon to get into the playoffs. It's 8 games, which is usually about what it takes for him to get into basketball shape anyway. So I think that's going to be good. And you mentioned just the fact that this is so unprecedented. It invites chaos. The NBA playoffs are set up in a perfect world to get the number one seeds to the NBA championship every year, right? That's why LeBron James won 8 straight conference titles. That's why the Warriors were able to win 4 or 5 straight conference titles.
Either the best player or the best team.
Right.
And usually it's they're one of the
same.
And
usually it's the both. Like, yeah. You had the couple years where the Cavs were the 2 or 3 seed,
right,
and they had to beat the Pacers.
But it's LeBron.
And the Hawks. But you knew LeBron was better than those teams. It wasn't close. This is the first time in a long time the NBA has added any sort of randomness to the playoffs. And things may shake out very well like they normally do. And we may be looking at a Lakers-Bucks final, which I think most people would say is the odds-on favorite right now. But I look at what the Sixers have on the floor. I look at how they match up with teams like the Milwaukee Bucks. And I don't see how, outside of maybe the top 2 teams, anyone else has a better chance than them. Like, ESPN released their voting.
Year. We said that all year, that, right? They had the second or third most talent in the league, but nothing happened. They were the 6th best team in the East. It's the same guys.
Yeah, but now they're not playing road games, Joe.
Well, they're not. No, they get to play in the bubble. 215-592-9494. I hear you. Things have changed. The circumstances have changed. Home court has changed. The bubble has arrived. Joel doesn't have to run a marathon, just a sprint. Ben actually took a couple threes and made a corner three. I mean, these things are all there. And maybe Al Horford is healthy, and as a second unit guy, he could be better. And maybe Shake Milton could do all this. You know what I hear? I hear a lot of maybes. I mean, I'm the one saying them, but I hear a lot of maybes. I see a team of maybes. You know what I don't have maybes about? Giannis. I don't have maybes about LeBron or Kawhi. Those are known entities. You know what you're getting pretty much game in, game out from those guys. I don't know what I'm getting from Joel. Ben, I kind of know what I'm getting. And maybe the variable changes and he does shoot the ball. But I know what I'm getting from Ben, which is B-plus kind of basketball. Look at his all-around game. I know I can get A-plus from Joel, but sometimes I get C. And until those variables change, I just find it difficult to just throw myself back in. I remember we did the show one night. I think they lost the Bucks. I forget what game it was, but I remember coming on the next night and saying, I'm done with the Sixers. Like, I gave up. Like, I just said they couldn't win this year. Now, the story has changed, so I will give the Sixers this. I vow tonight, I'm giving them a chance. I am opening myself back up to be on board with the Sixers again. I feel like I'm allowed to because the pandemic hit. I feel like this is okay. Right, I gave up on them. Am I allowed to come back on and say
everything that happened before March doesn't count?
Okay, that's the way I'm operating then. I gave up on this team. I'm allowing myself to get back on board. Saturday, I will be watching the game, and I'm going to get excited again, and I'm going to hope for the best that they're different, that Tucker's right, that all this hype out there is right, the Sixers are going to be that team that gets in the bubble, and they're better, and they upset some teams and make a run. I need to see it first. I need to see this first to believe it. 215-592-9494. The NBA comes back tomorrow night. Let's talk some Sixers. They are coming back and playing real games to move their seeding. I mean, they have a real chance here, and I think they will move up in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. And I think a matchup with Miami against Jimmy Butler would be outstanding, just outstanding, if they can match up with Jimmy Butler and beat the Heat in the first round. I think they would. And I think the Sixers can accomplish that and have a much, kind of turn the story around a little bit. But as far as big picture, as far as how good they could be, Shake, I'm putting my eggs in the Shake Milton basket. That's what you're asking me to do?
He's the best basketball player in the history of SMU.
Shake Milton. I'm putting my eggs in the Shake Milton basket.
I mean, remember when he scored 40 against the Clippers?
I remember like it was yesterday. I'm still not sure if it actually happened or not. Did we dream that thing up?
Probably.
Yeah, that seems like a crazy thing that might have happened.
He made like 18 threes in a row, if I remember correctly.
He was unconscious. It was like a Sunday afternoon game. He was unbelievable. You going to do that again? Joel's going to stay healthy for this whole thing and dominate the way we know we can at times? Ben Simmons? As much as Ben Simmons has been exciting and seemingly buying in, it's exciting to watch him, and he's seemingly buying into playing off the ball more, giving Shake the chance to play, giving them more spacing. All that's wonderful. But I need to watch this in real time. I'm done with scrimmages. You know when I was done with scrimmages? Was it last Monday? When we sat here and watched Vince Velasquez pitch against the Yankees, and he looked good, and I was like, you know what? It's a different Vince. And then the game started on Sunday against the Marlins, and it was the same Vince. And I have a fear. I've been hurt by scrimmages, okay? And I have a fear that we're going to have this new Ben, the corner three Ben. I saw him, was he raising his arm yesterday, looking for the ball in the corner? Right? And then we're going to get out there.
Didn't get it, though.
Yeah, well, would you throw to Ben Simmons in the corner? The history says he's not going to shoot it.
History says that's not a smart decision.
Yeah. But, like, we have this these new feelings on the same team, and I need to see the real thing before I start to change my mind. You know, I'm not going to sit here and say that I bought into Velasquez, but I was intrigued. I sat here and said, you know what, mate, looks a little different, looks a little better. And then he went out there against the Marlins, and he wasn't any different, he wasn't any better. And now we're doing the same thing with the Sixers. Well, it looks pretty good in this scrimmage. They clamped down on defense. Matisse, on-ball defender. I do like Matisse a lot. But we're getting excited again for a team that already in one juncture of this same season, even though it feels like a year ago, in one juncture of the same season, this team has let us down. I mean, that's the truth. The 2019-20 Sixers have already let us down. They get another chance to change all that. Are you buying in? 215-592-9494. Are you buying in to the new-look Sixers, new results in the bubble as the NBA comes back and re-tips off tomorrow night? I need to see it to believe it. Tucker is all in. I mean, the guy's decked out in Sixers gear. He thinks we're getting a parade. Yeah, there it is. I've been trying to tell this guy we're not having parades this year. Would they do a parade in the bubble?
Could you do a socially distanced parade?
We don't have enough room. Like, how big is the city? How could you have all the people? Like, think about all the people that go to parades. Hundreds of thousands, right? If not a million. How could you socially distance a million people?
Well, like, if Joel Embiid wins NBA Finals MVP,
there we go. Yep.
Are they going to ask him, where are you going? Does he say Disney World? They're already there.
I say they just stay in the bubble.
I say you just have a parade down, you know, Magic Kingdom to the Cinderella Castle.
They can just have a parade in the bubble. We'll watch it on TV. You know what we're not having? A parade with this team. 215-592-9494. Are you
because of coronavirus?
Because they're not going to win the title. Also, yeah, COVID. Yeah, I don't think even if they did win the title, I don't think we'd be allowed to have a parade. I mean, it'd be awesome to have a parade, but I don't see parades come back for a little while. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls coming up. Are you buying in? The Sixers. There's hype. Once again, it's back. We're doing it again. We're hyping up the Sixers again. Are you buying in to the new-look Sixers in the bubble? Ben off the ball. This team's going to be different and better and make some noise. I need to see this to believe it. Tucker's all in. Your phone call is coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.